Blog Talk Radio.
Your goals are our goals, and your success makes us successful. You're listening to thinkbigradio.com, where big thinkers come to teach and learn. We'd like to thank you all for your continued support and spreading the word about thinkbigradio.com. Have you spread the word today?
Welcome to Deep Exposure, a promotional talk show for individuals who have a passion for what they bring to the world. Here, we are talking about you, the artist, the promoter, the entrepreneur, and the community service organizer. If you have a voice, we have a platform and the marketing to getting your individual voice heard. Welcome to Deep Exposure. The sponsor for this program is Prosperity. Looking for ways to cut down your payments, whether it is your mortgage, your credit card payments, or your loans? Allow prosperity to win in your life. Go to bit.ly/prosperitywon. Again, that's bit.ly/prosperitywon.
Hey everybody, this is Corey Rayshon, your casual conceptualist. How are you guys doing on this Monday evening? This is an awesome day to be alive, I will say that. I am going to, we've extended the show to an hour, so we have a little bit more time with our guests. Our first show, I just had more that I wanted to say, more that I wanted to grab from people, and so I decided to extend the show. So this is an hour-long program. We've got three phenomenal people that will be on this evening. We're going to be talking to Velvet Lattimore of Redazzling Accessories. She's got a boutique in Brooklyn. We're going to be talking to Felton Wooten, who is the owner of Quality of Life Elder Care. And we're going to be talking to Amina Carter from Amina. She is the CEO of Amina S. Carter, LLC. But before we get started, I wanted to talk a little bit about some things that are going on in business. A lot of people know that I have my own company called Double E Productions, and you know, I am a media marketing conceptualist and strategist. And, you know, there's just some things that I'm always concerned about. If you follow me on Facebook under Corey Rayshon or Double E Productions would be the better site, or both. I mean, I'm not going to say that neither one is not good. You can follow me on either one, so Corey Rayshon or Double E Productions. And then, of course, I want you to check us out on Deep Exposure. But, you know, I'm wondering, since this is a show for businesses, people in the arts, people that are in, you know, nonprofit organizations that are doing things in the community, I want to talk a little bit about co-creation or co-creative communities a little bit. You know, there's a lot going on in the world, and I kind of consult with some of the people that I work with, but I am a co-creative type of guy. I like to work in my lane and stay in my lane and partner with other businesses that are working within their lane because it's the way to prosper in the digital arena. And so I really feel that co-creation and being co-creative is something that we should really start thinking about, especially if you're an entrepreneur, if you're starting in business. You know, start aligning yourself with people. Affiliating yourself with people. you know, co-creation or the co-creative community is something that's been building, I would say, you know, starting in the 2012s, people started collaborating. If you looked at any of the online businesses that were building around that time, they started partnering. I mean, look at YouTube with Google and Facebook, and how they co-create together to take advantage, one, of the people that are using their platforms. You know, everybody's got an email, right? And so, you know, those email lists actually help to build their advertisements, right? And build their numbers for advertising. And if you look at when you're on Facebook, there's going to be certain ads that pop up for you because of the analytics behind the scenes that are being used. But you can also do the same thing and start co-creating with other businesses. And if you really don't understand what co-creative is, you know, it's defined as someone who creates something jointly with another person or another company or another organization. And start working and building together. The community of business right now is popping like crazy. I use a particular company, and when I started looking at their partnerships, I'm like, you know, you can use their partner by themselves, but if you use the partner under them, then they come with all these other partners. And we do the same. We do the same with graphic designers. We do the same with SEO companies. I do the same with other radio shows and other radio stations to help my clients expand and expose, because that's what our 2018 people? It is 2018. I'm already in 2019. I was about to say, that's what our 2019 year is all about. But you do have to plan ahead, so that maybe that's what I'll talk about next Monday. We'll talk about how are you planning ahead and making strides in what it is that you're doing. So, again, we got some great guests that are on today. I hope you heard about our sponsor. Our sponsor is Prosperity. Make sure that you go to bit.ly/Prosperity1. Check them out. They are a debt reduction company, and they can help you. If you guys went shopping over the holiday season and you built up a little bit of your debt, maybe you want to work that down a little bit. So I would suggest that you go there. They have a nice little calculator that you can actually try out and use. It's a software that helps you, you know, pay down your debt. So check them out, Prosperity, bit.ly/Prosperity1. Prosperity one. So we're about to get started. I see that our first guest is on. I'm going to give her a little extra time. I kind of ran through my beginning here with the co-creative things. So if you want any information, definitely check me out at www.productions. You're going to hear that a few times throughout the evening. So again, I want to welcome everybody to the show. Our first guest coming on tonight is Velvet Lattimore. Let's hear a little bit about her.
Half a decade ago, Velvet Lattimore made a decision to have a baby. She was tired of nurturing other people's fashion dreams and gave birth to her own. She named her baby Bedazzling Accessories Boutique. It has become the destination place for interesting and captivating pieces. Located at 145 Front Street in the heart of Dumbo, Brooklyn, Bedazzling Accessories is also a retail platform for emerging black accessory designers. She says this industry is a cutthroat and it is especially hard on the African Americans who are typically undercapitalized and have difficulty securing orders from mainstream retailers. So, to some degree, she still nurtures her people's dreams, but now she simultaneously nurtures hers too.
Welcome, Velvet. How are you today?
Hi, Corey. I'm okay. How
hey.
Are you? Happy
I'm doing
New Year.
Fine. I'm doing fine. Yeah, Happy New Year to you too. But before we get started, let me make sure that I get these people to give them the telephone number to call in just in case they have any questions for you or have a comment. So the number to call
okay.
in to Deep Exposure is 909-232-9222. One more time, I'm going to give it to you all just in case you have to run and get that pen and that paper or type it into your, you should actually store it into your cell phone, folks. 909-232-9222. Just in case you're on the road and you want to push the button. Not that I say that you should be driving and texting or talking, but hey, we always want those to call in. Velvet, Velvet, Velvet. It's been a minute. How you been?
Oh, things are great. It's great speaking to you.
Okay, fantastic. So you own a store in Dumbo, Brooklyn. Give us a little bit more of your history on how that got started.
Well, I actually started out as a street vendor and also a vendor from different events. I would go from place to place, setting up, selling handbags and reselling handbags by different companies such as like Kenneth Cole or Coach and Gucci and Fendi, because I had a wholesaler's license. I was able to get the bags at like a decent price. I also designed a bit of bags on my own, and I was selling my product as well at different events. I did like Circle of Sisters, Sisters Only Atlanta. So I would go all over the place and just sell bags everywhere, bags and accessories. So I was like the bag lady. And after I got tired of doing that, because it becomes very taxing on your car and on you, and you kind of wore out, I thought, you know what, why not open up a boutique? A lot of people kept asking me, where are you located? How can I get in contact with you after this event? How do I keep in touch with you? And online wasn't as big as it is now. So, 11 years ago was just more like people still wanted to have the direct contact with you as the designer and also as the seller. So that's really how I got started into, the idea and the vision of a store. But prior to that, I was already in the fashion industry. I was a production coordinator for a sweetwear company and different other companies. So I already was in the fashion industry. Yeah.
Okay. What is it about fashion that you really love? What is your passion behind it?
Oh, my passion is really about the product development. I was always interested in the life cycle of how the garment was made from conception, basically, of a sketch to the actual product itself. And so that's why I never thirst to be I did do a little bit of design with my own handbag line. But in the beginning, I really, really, really and still do enjoy the history of how it's made and from conception to actual to being real, you know. So that's one of the things I love. I love the history. I'm a history buff in general, but just seeing the garment being made and then going to a store and saying, oh, my goodness, that's mine, you know, that was really cool for me at the time when I first started, when I got started in the business.
Okay, that's interesting. The history of fashion. Is there a particular style or a particular, okay, tell me about it, particular style or year that you're really attached to?
Oh, I'm not attached to any year per se or any era. I love them all. I just really do like the background of how the product was made, what the designer was thinking, you know, what made the designer say, hey, this is what I want and why. A lot of products are made by flukes, maybe, you know, a mistake, and it becomes something popular. And so it's those little stories behind the product. That's what drives me, and that's what I've always liked about fashion. And then, of course, it looks good and how good it looks on people and, you know, the wearable items. It just really fascinates me. So that's something I've always liked.
Okay. So your store, let's talk about your store in Brooklyn. Who is it for? Where is it located?
Well, my store is in the downtown section of Brooklyn. You know, for real Brooklynites, we know it's called downtown. And then once it became hip and trendy, we got this beautiful title called Dumbo, which it became this chic little artist area with different people who have now flocked to the community, very tourist-driven. So it has changed throughout the years. I've been there for 7 years. So when I first got into the community, it was still kind of downtown. And it was more locally based, and it was a community-based area with just a lot of local artists, a lot of community people who've been in the area for many years, since the 80s or even further. And so it was just a really cool, eclectic neighborhood, and I fell in love with that. Now it's still cool, but it's more trendy and it's more hip. And it's again, it's Dumbo. So that's where everyone goes to kind of hang out and get great shots. If you're a photography, if you're into photography, you could get really good. All those photos, yeah.
But your store, what kind of products do you carry?
Oh, well, with me, I carry only handmade products. So all of my products are handmade, and they're made by people of color. So, again, as I was telling you a few minutes ago about the history, I really am in love with why the artist decided to create the bag. So I like the history of a lot of the artists that I meet. And instead, you know, a lot of people of color do not have the opportunity, especially Black designers do not have the opportunity to be into mainstream retailers. So my boutique is more of a haven for independent artists to come and showcase their line. So that's what you'll see. Okay. If you come to the shop, you'll see that. You'll see all kind of handmade accessories, from crochet pieces, handbags, jewelry, and they're all one-of-a-kind pieces. And they're all affordable, from like $5 to like $400.
Okay, okay. So what kind of clients should be coming to you? I'm thinking people of color. Do people have to be in the fashion industry, or can they be people crafters that are making jewelry?
Oh, yeah, anyone. My store is open for everybody. If you're looking for, like, unique things and products that you're not going to see at H&M or the mainstream companies, you definitely want to come to me, because that's what I have. I have products that are made in New York City and in the USA, and they're made by makers. Sometimes you'll get to meet some of the artists if you come when I have pop-up events. And so anybody can come. You don't have to be in fashion. You just have to be a lover of unique pieces.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
Collectors, anybody who loves unique things.
Gotcha. Gotcha. So how can people get in contact with you?
Well, you can come to the shop. I'm open every day, 12 to 7. On Sundays, I'm open from 12 to 6. I am located at 145 Front Street between J Street and Pearl, and that's in Brooklyn. Or you can find me online at vedazzlingaccessories.com, V-E-D-A-Z-Z-L-I-N-G, accessories. Or I'm on social media. It's vedazzling, V-E-D-A-Z-Z-L-I-N-G. That's Twitter, Facebook, and also Instagram.
Gotcha. Now, let me ask you another question. Is what you're selling in the store also what you're selling online, or do you have two audiences or two clienteles for the online and the in-store?
Some pieces I do have are specialty pieces, and they're online only. But for the most part, everything that I have in the store you'll also find online. I try to keep it where the audience is the same, because not everyone can come to Brooklyn. So I want you to still be able to have the same experience that you would have within the shop, and also have the same experience online.
Gotcha. Gotcha.
Yes.
Well, that's a beautiful thing. That's a beautiful thing. Well, Velvet Lattimore.
Yes.
It was a pleasure speaking with you. I'm glad to have had you on and for you to explain your company, your business, and what it is that you do. Is there anything else that you would like to say?
Well, I also foster a lot of different entrepreneurs that are accessory designers. So what I do sometimes, I have a nonprofit that I run, and it's called Black Accessory Designer Alliance. And it also features a lot of the designers that are within the shop. So you can also check out designers at my Fashion Week pop-up every season, so in the shop as well. Yes.
Oh, that's nice. That's nice. Well, let's talk a little bit. I got a few more minutes with you. How did that start?
Well, it started through conversation. My business partner and I, and that's Wilbur Pack Jr., we were having a bit of dialogue and venting about being designers and not having opportunity. And Wilbur said, you know what, why don't we just do our own thing? We don't need to be in the mainstream to have fashion. We can do it for ourselves. So we started out very small. I said, sure, I'm down. And we started out by doing a really small pop-up at a hair salon. It became successful. And every single season from then, we've grown larger and larger. We've been written up in Women's Wear Daily. So it's basically a community that we're building for Black accessory designers to showcase their pieces and also get encouragement and educate each other, promote each other, and build each other throughout the community of accessories within fashion.
And you said this is a nonprofit organization?
Yes, it is. And if you are a member of our nonprofit, your products are also featured at my shop. So it all ties in together. And I have pop-ups at the shop so that you can meet the actual designers who are a part of the community and, you know, that's a part of BADA. And it also gives you more of a sense of where, you know, people say they want to shop Black. Well, I give an opportunity for you to shop Black, especially if you want to buy products by a designer who is of color and who's also an accessory designer.
Right, right. Well, that's beautiful. That is totally beautiful. Do you have a Facebook page or anything for that as well? Or
yes, it's called BADA, B-A-D-A, and you can find us at online at badaunite.org, or you can go to Facebook and just type in B-A-D-A, it will pop up, or you can come to V-Dazzling Accessories. I have information at the shop. Or you can go to my Instagram and you can follow me there, and you can also follow BADA. It's all tied in together.
Okay, fantastic, fantastic. Again, Velvet, it was great having you on Deep Exposure.
Thank you,
Corey. We look forward to, you're welcome, you're welcome. We're going to, once February 1st comes out, people can check her out also in our directory, Deep Exposure Directory. She'll be on or in that directory for a year. So, you know, we'll be pushing you that way as well. So you enjoy the rest of your evening, and everybody make sure that you go to Dazzling, Bedazzling, accessories.com. Right, and definitely check out BADA. Is that how it goes, BADA?
Yeah, you got it right, Corey. That's right.
All right. I'm about
B-A-B-A.
To sing it. I'm about
That's
to sing
right.
it.
Thanks, Corey.
BADA, BADA. Okay. All right, Velvet. It's been a pleasure having you on. I'll talk to you soon.
Thank you. Okay.
Okay, bye-bye.
UBIS Media is a content-based directory, a co-creative partner with Deep Exposure. UBIS Media offers various packages that include and consist of audio interviews, promotional articles and video, and webinar production. UBIS Media is where people get to know you and your business, your talent, or your organization. For more information, go to EEProductions.com. That is the word double, two E's, productions with an S, .com. Join EE Productions in February when we launch our Black Success, which is a part of our Changing How We See Black Business and Our Lives series. Black Success is a Sunday webinar series. On Sunday at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, you will learn from experienced individuals on how to navigate life and careers from the Black perspective. We are sharing our affiliations of top Black professionals who are forward thinkers, movers, and shakers. We are calling our webinar series Black Success Sundays. Don't miss out on the opportunity to fill your plate with information. Go to EEProductions.com. That's double. Two E's, productions with an S, .com.
Okay, this is Corey Rashawn. I'm back. I'm actually looking for my second guest, which is Felton Wooten. I'm waiting for him to come on. So what I'm going to do is talk to you guys. Again, let me give you guys the number. It is 909-232-9222. It was an awesome session with actually Velvet. I've been down to her store quite a few times, and I've also have videotaped her and some of the things that she's had there. The designer Wilbur is also an awesome bag maker, her partner there, so you definitely need to go down and check them out. If you're ever in New York, make sure you take that trip. I think it's on the F train that you can take it to I think J Street is too far, but there's a street close to where she's at. If you could take the F train, look that up and get down there to Brooklyn. Downtown in the Dumbo area is a beautiful area as well to see art, entertainment, as she said. Quite a few museums are there and some other things. Give me I wish I had some music to play for you guys because I'm trying to wait for Felton. And if anybody wants to call in right now and you have something to promote, I might just take you on as well and do that. But let me go back to talking about co-creating. Let's talk about that a little bit more. You know, I'll talk about some strategies too. One of the things that you want to do when you are in business, let's just say you have a graphic design business. You know, there's two businesses that I think. Let me just tell you this. There's two people that you should always have in your cipher, or three. There should always be a graphic designer in your cipher. We talked to the lawyer last week, Melissa Bernier, about having legal on your team. And the other thing that you want to have on as well is a photographer, videographer on your team because of social media. And then you also want to make sure that you're partnered or have something in your cipher that deals with SEO so that your social media is tagged correctly in order for you to be found on social media. And, you know, the best way to do anything is to always co-create with a team, sit down on a weekly basis, and discuss your marketing plan. I think what people really don't, small businesses, especially because of the internet, that's something that you should write up in your business plan, is that you have a marketing team. If you don't have a marketing team, I would say do a lot of study on marketing and find out what it is that you need to have going forward with your business in order to be successful. Every business demands marketing and demands sales. And so, you know, that is the thing that you're going to need. Felton, if you're listening, I do not see you in the queue. I'm going to give you the number again. And so, you know, marketing is a science, to tell you the truth. Marketing has to be something that you test out. Marketing surveys should also be a part. If anybody buys anything from you, you should always have a survey to find out how that product is working for them. Make sure that they are liking your product. Maybe some things might have to be changed with your product. Maybe they wanted more or it was too much. And so you always want to have feedback from your buyers and from your clients. With that, that's how you improve your product and that's how you make it better. Everything should be from a professional. I'm giving you guys a lot. Maybe I'll just stick to the marketing. So the marketing survey, you want to know, you know, was the price correct? You want to know, did the product help? How long did they use the product? How long did the product last? Was it the right size for them? These are the things that you're going to want to incorporate and take the time to incorporate. And that's why you would want to hire a true marketing firm. A marketing firm is not just someone that is doing graphic design work for you, or someone that is taking photos and just working with your product. They are truly building your brand. And the building of the brand has a lot to do with knowing what your clients' wants and needs are, because what you're doing as a business is solving their problem. You know, whether it's soap and a certain type of soap that they're using, you know, you want to make sure that they are that the soap is actually working for them, right? Like, did they like the smell? Did they like the scent? You know, and if they did or did not, then you know, that's something that you're going to want to learn about. So you know, get to know your clients through product surveys. All right, I think we've got Felton on. Hold on 1 second. Felton, is this you? Hello? Felton.
Corbett, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. Hold on 1 second. Let me get your intro on so that we can introduce you properly, folks. This is Felton Wooten.
For over 35 years, Felton Wooten has been a licensed nursing home and assistant living administrator. He has also won the North Carolina Administrator of the Year Award. He is a native of Greensboro, North Carolina, an Eagle Boy Scout, and a graduate of North Carolina Central University. Felton has created the Quality of Life Preparation for Aging Seminar to help family members, caretakers, and home care professionals improve the overall level of care provided to the elderly.
Felton Wooten, how are you?
I'm doing well, and thank you for having me on, Corey.
You're welcome. We're welcome. Yeah, you're welcome. We're going to have to rush through this. I can't cut off. So let's go straight into it. You actually created a seminar for the community that takes care of those that are elderly, such as caregivers, those in the professional field. Give us a little description about your seminar.
The seminar helps people understand how to navigate through a crisis. People plan for parties, events, but they don't really plan for aging or taking care of someone who may be physically or emotionally challenged as younger. So the seminars help people understand the financial planning, the models of care that are available from family care homes, aging in place, to skilled nursing, understanding dementia and wellness care, and also understanding abuse and neglect prevention.
And what do you find when you're giving your seminar, what do you find that people are really struggling with?
Often people, first of all, just don't understand that if someone becomes sick, be it a younger person or a senior, they don't understand first their important documents that they need to have. I won't go over all of them, but one is the healthcare power of attorney, because if a person doesn't have that, then they can't make decisions for someone if they're incapacitated. The other things people struggle with are just understanding that there are so many resources out there to help, but you have to have certain information and can put your hands on the information to access the help that is available.
Right. As a caregiver myself, that's how I know you. I mean, we met through Veronica Conway, but you know, I'm a caregiver and working through it. I'm not going to say struggling through it. You also have this care planning book that is out, and I suggest that everyone go to his website when he gives his website, and if you're taking care of someone, to download it. How important is it to have paperwork ready and you know, for when the time comes? How important is it to plan?
Oh, it's very important, because any of us can move into a state where we're not able to communicate. So even someone 40, 50, 60, or 80, if they are not able to communicate and have to go to the hospital, first of all, this document helps you put together who are the physicians that that person has seen, what are the medications, where are certain documents located within the house. And if someone should pass, it's even more important because that person then can't even come back to a state to tell you where are the insurance papers, where are my bonds and what bank accounts. So this document helps anyone put together all the information that's needed, and then that individual communicates to two or three people to say, if anything happens to me, this is a book that tells everything about my finances, my doctors, my medication, important information, and also describes where it's located in the house. And I'll give one example. My wife had a friend who is in her late 50s. Well, she didn't expect her mother to die so soon. This only happened about 6 months ago. Her mother died, but she had no idea where any of the important documents, such as the life insurance documents, were. And again, this book helps you put together that in one place, and you communicate it to people so that if something comes up, they can go there and know everything about you.
Right. With your seminars, how long are they?
My seminars are about an hour and a half. There's an hour of content, and then I give at least 30 minutes for question and answers. But also what it does, it stimulates people to think about, well, I don't have a healthcare power of attorney, or I don't have a living will, or I've really not thought about what I want my life to look like. And I always try to, I use this description. People think about desserts, and that's a comfort food, and it makes you feel good. So you want your life to look and feel good. But when you spell desserts backwards, it spells stressed. And if you don't have everything in order, when a crisis comes up, you are certainly stressed. So the workshop is an hour, hour and a half, and then if someone wants to individually set up consultation meetings with me, I can do that to help craft something that is more specific to them.
Gotcha. So you do a little bit of consulting as well, or is that just for the seminar itself?
Yes, I do consulting. Often people will call me, and sometimes maybe an hour, two, 3 hours, I can pretty much understand what they need, give them outline, and then I can direct them to the particular resources in the community that might could help them. Because if they need a lawyer, I'll say, I don't have the legal expertise, but these are areas that I see that you need. Or if there's some financial planning and reorganization, I'll steer them to that particular business person.
Okay. And what type of clients do you usually receive that are asking for the seminar?
A broad range. I've had daughters and sons who were in their late 30s and 40s because they're realizing that their parents need to get some things in order. And often the parent might not listen to a child, but they'll listen to a healthcare professional. I've had people in their 50s, 60s, and 70s attend the seminar, and from all educational and cultural backgrounds.
Okay. Do you also go into, do churches ever request for you to come in and do a seminar, or, you know, nonprofit organizations ever request that you come in and do a seminar as well?
Yes. Often I'll go into churches, especially the senior ministries. I've gone to churches, and that some of them have had luncheons, and I'll go over the presentation. And the other part of it is, I think people then begin to realize that when I share this information, the children and the seniors then understand they need to have some communication and dialogue so that they can make some decisions together. Because at a certain point, if a person has dementia, then you can't make those decisions. So I do, on a voluntary basis, go out to civic organizations, church groups, and just about anyone who will ask me to come out and they have a group. That's one of my passions, is to help people understand how to navigate this maze of health care and especially long-term care.
Yes, yes, I agree. It is your passion and you are a professional at it. Felton, let people know where they can find you.
All right. You can go to my website, and it's QOLElderCare.com. So that's Q as in quality, O as in only, L as in law, ElderCare.com. For Facebook, you can go to Quality of Life Seminar. Also with Facebook, you can go to Felton Wooten. And I'm also on Twitter, Felton Wooten. And I just want to share with you that going to the site, you'll see information about my background. You'll see tools that you can utilize, be it a DVD, which is a presentation, or either an online course that we're developing. We do have part one and part two on there. So you can, if you can't attend the live seminars, and we'll have a live seminar in Greensboro at the Corey Convention Center on February 24th and March 24th, but people can also get that information online by going to QOLElderCare.com.
Awesome, awesome. Well, Felton, it was a pleasure speaking with you. We got our next guest in the queue. I'm going to go straight into her. You've heard it here. You can reach Felton on his website, but I'll point that out again. Felton, it was a pleasure having you on.
Thanks so much, Corey.
You're welcome.
W Productions produces Deep Hughes Live, a live streaming platform for diverse talent of artists that are creating empowering musical vibrations. In collaboration with our partners, Brook Vision and Starchild 7 Entertainment, we are bringing legends to our stages. Deep Hughes Live, currently in the pre-production stages, with our first performance, we are hosting a farm-to-table event. August 31st, W Productions is producing a dinner theater. Four local chefs cooking fresh food from the farm for 300 to 340 people. DPVM will live stream the event to individuals living in 218 countries where DPVM has been viewed. Our events will put a portion of our proceeds towards organizations that assist black farmers in North Carolina. Already on the ticket to perform is pianist Benjamin Bradham, born in Greensboro, North Carolina, a graduate of North Carolina School of the Arts and the Juilliard School, where he received his Master's of Music degree. Deep Hughes Live is currently seeking sponsors, in-venue advertisers, and supporters. For more information about Deep Hughes Live, go to wproductions.com. That's double, two E's, productions with an S, .com. Amina has touched the lives of many, making massive impact, and is on track. Making a name in the area, personal development world has qualified her as one of the new and fast emerging women leaders in the field. Her keynotes, workshops, and seminars have gained momentum and notoriety, quickly making her a force among the familiar names in the business. Amina is the owner and CEO of Amina S. Carter Enterprises, LLC, a global brand housing a personal development and consulting firm. And her newest venture, a multimedia marketing and advertising agency. She is actively fulfilling her dream of serving women, entrepreneurs, and visionaries worldwide to activate their magic and thrive.
Amina Carter, how are you?
I am fabulous. How about yourself, Corey?
I'm going to say I'm fabulous, too, just because you said it. I'm going to go based on your coaching. I'm fabulous, too. This is an awesome day for me. So I am truly phenomenal as well. I am glad to have you on my show, Deep Exposure, today. This is awesome to have you. I've been wanting to speak with you for a while, and this is my opportunity. But I want you to let people know, this is really all about you. It really is all about you. I saw that you had your blog out today. Folks, she's got a blog out, and I'm proud of you on that.
Thank you.
But let people, you're welcome. Let people know what it is that you actually do. What type of work do you actually do? I just read the bio, but let's get into detail.
So what does Amina S. Carter do? I am a personal transformation strategist. I'm a speaker and a trainer, but really assisting. If I can tell kind of a brief little story around
sure.
that. I had to shift. You know, I've been speaking for a while now, and I had the last keynote that I did, I went back to the folks who had hired me to be there and wrote on their Facebook page and stated, like, I had an epiphany. And I realized that I was telling a story. So one of my leading stories, a part of all of my speaking engagements, I tell a story. And realized that that story was not the actual story I was supposed to be telling about what I do. And so in doing that, it was a massive shift, because I think that, you know, unbeknownst to maybe your audience, Corey, you and I met many years ago through Veronica Conway in
right.
one of her programs.
Right,
and,
right, right.
Yeah. Right. So before Amina S. Carter LLC came to be, I was Woman Sphere by Amina. So in that branding, I realized I needed to shift and be the brand, because I am the face. So in doing that, I realized that part of what I was doing, even though I was showing up and serving as a coach and still dealing in the space of being a healer, a light worker, a shapeshifter of energy, and assisting women in creating a space for them to be that ultimately where they create whatever they want in that space. That was kind of the Woman Sphere brand. In this time, bringing current day, I think I've really realized that my story is deeply rooted in women who have been living functionally unwell. And so my charge and my calling has always been to serve women who, and it's interesting because I think when you think about trauma and coaching, and, you know, I was really using part of my, I guess, the wording that I was using in describing what it is that I was doing was assisting women who've had childhood trauma. Right, but it goes so much deeper than that for me, because that's a small part of it.
Right.
But detailing that I'm really dedicated to transformation and mindset shifting, right, energy work. And in doing that, I think I focus on mental health advocacy for women in that regard. So I don't know. I said a lot. I hope it wasn't too much.
Yeah.
I hope the audience
Nothing.
Followed. I kind of wanted to give, you know, kind of a brief understanding, because we all are moving and changing. And since 2008,
yeah.
when I started in doing this work officially, right, because I was doing the work unofficially before, when I finally
okay.
decided to create it and pursue it as a business, it's not just what I do. Right? I've defined this as who I am. It's not just, it's not a job. It's how I
right.
show up in the world.
Right. 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 You are aligning with my morning call. I had a call with a colleague, actually, and we were discussing the same thing. So I get it. And if
yes.
the audience that follows me on Facebook, if they know me, they definitely get you as well. So totally good. Who are your clients? Okay, so now in moving, because you're also moving into this multimedia space, who are your clients?
So what's interesting about the coaching piece, right, or I'm working on being in a space of acceptance around the word coach because it's so widely used and overused. So, but applies, right? Women are definitely my market, right? So I'm definitely primarily dealing in a space with women. But before, let's see, this is 2017. I guess between 2008 to about 2014, 2015, the whole face of my business shifted to more women entrepreneurs. Interestingly enough, I'm always surrounded by entrepreneurial women, right, who have decided that they wanted to step out and pursue their dreams and to defy the boxes that, you know, have been constructed for them to stay within. They wanted to step out of that and create something for themselves. But what I have found consistent with entrepreneurs is that the stagnation that comes, right, in not understanding why the business won't thrive, why the money doesn't come, why the clients don't come, is that it's all rooted in that the personal and the professional connection. And so once I realized that, it was just kind of like change for me. So I guess I also shifted and up-leveled in terms of my business. So the people that I began to be surrounded by were more female and womanpreneurs, women visionaries in this professional space that I'd stepped into. And as a result, it was really actually becoming my peers, people who were actually colleagues who were working in the same space as me. And I think that was a one interesting revelation for me, was that I was beginning to see people who actually I worked in tandem with, you know, who were also doing the same work that I'm doing, who have called me into a space. Because I will never forget, I think maybe along the lines of the first person that I got this information from was Veronica, and really talking about the importance of coaches having coaches.
Yeah.
And so I feel like I'm serving more in a space of development and mastery for people who are already in this space so that they can serve at higher levels.
Right. Wow. Wow, that's powerful. This conversation is so in line with my morning conversation. it's, yeah, this is a phenomenal day. Because,
yes.
You know, the people that are helping people or people that are servicing people, and you use the word energy and light worker. I believe that's what you said.
Yes.
And, I, you know, when you're working in that energy within your passion of your career, there are people that you draw into you automatically,
yes,
because I believe in the vibration and the higher vibration, and everybody's higher vibration kind of leads them to what they need in life. And do you find that because of your passion, I have to rephrase this question, that the people that, you kind of answered it because you said there are people that were in your circle that are needing you. It's almost like doctors need doctors, no different than coaches need coaches. But outside of that, because we're in this shift, this is where I'm going, because we're in this shift right now of people waking up and opening up and saying, hey, I want to be free being me, do you see a lot of that coming to you as well?
Oh, listen, as you know, the shift has been undeniable. Some people have recognized how it has showed up in their life and what to do about it to either go in flow. Right? There are people who have recognized, hey, something is happening. There is a stirring that is happening. This is just not, in, this is not just happening for me, right? This is energetically happening in our world, in the space, in the universe, and that people are, or there are people who, and let me say, choose my words carefully. Some people are choosing, right, to not move in flow with the energy,
right,
and not to answer the calling of moving higher to elevation and ascension in their personal, professional, spiritual growth and development.
Right.
But there are also people who are unknowing as well, you know.
Mm.
And so as a result, I do find that there are people from different walks of life that are definitely coming into my space, different walks.
Mm-hmm.
I think because of the spaces that I occupy the most and the spaces and groups in which I travel, show up on social media, and the people to whom I'm connected, that by virtue of that, I get more visionaries and womanpreneurs and entrepreneurs who are women in that way. And the other, I'm doing air quotes for the others,
okay.
and not to make
okay.
them different. Just to
right.
point out, not to make them different or less than, just that they don't fit in that particular category, are generally women who are awakening to this space. That is what I found to be new. It's just like going on, I'm seeing all of this stuff, there's all of this stirring going on within me, right? And there are more conversations happening, even in social media. It's like an unearthing of everything, and people are deciding that they want to go deeper, they want to know more. And there's a lot of dust that gets kicked up when this happens. And so, you know, there are people who are making their way through the fog of all of the kicking up of this dust and this unearthing, because everyone is doing some work, you know, or a lot of people are doing work. And so in doing that, there's a requirement, an energetic requirement, to really etch out what your personal space in that is going to be. And someone said to me, this is an astrologer that is a good friend of mine, and she said, listen, the energy of right now, this only happens, I think she told me this only happens every 80 years, right? She said the shift that is happening in this moment is that people are either going to get on or they are going to fall severely off. There is no, and this kind of brings me to my blog name, right? There is, I believe, and let me say that the name of the blog is The Gray Matters with, you know, The Gray Matters with the E, by Amina, you know, S. Carter. However, I said the gray because some of it seems very, this particular thing is very black and white. It's like you're in or you're not. There is no middle in this particular thing, right? So that if
you
don't ride this wave, you...
I'm letting you know you got 30 seconds.
Okay.
For the, before the show. You got 30 seconds.
Oh, before
left,
it stops.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Okay. Well, I'll wrap up. But I'm just saying for the listeners that we are in an energetic space where, you know, this cycle only happens every once in a while. And, you know, in our lifetime, it'll probably only happen once. So, you know,
where can
I'll
people
guess
find
in
you?
This 30
seconds. You're
going to
come
S.
back.
Carter,
I'm going to get you back on and ponder this. Go ahead. Say it again.
Amina S. Carter on all social platforms and www.aminacarter.com, and you'll find my blog there as well. You can sign up for newsletters and stay connected to me. I look forward to connecting with those of you who are interested. And, Corey, thank you so much for having me.
Oh, you're welcome. You're welcome. Folks, she's coming back. She's coming back. I'm going to bring Amina Carter back so she can have a full hour with me. And it'll probably be on Ponder This. It might be on Deep Exposure, but we're going to get you back. Thank you for being on, though.
Thank you for having me again. Have a great night.
You're listening to ThinkBigRadio.com, where big thinkers come to teach and learn. Your goals are our goals, and your success makes us successful.